Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad to be with you. Trisha is going to be back in studio with us in 20 minutes for the return of Annie. Are you okay? I'm very okay with that. Excited to have Trisha back. Here is an update from Bloomberg on inflation. This news
all
came
right,
out today.
Let's take a look at CPI. Comes in a little bit hotter than anticipated, up 0.2%, same as last month. Forecast was for 0.1%. The core comes in up 0.3%. That is also a little bit hotter than forecast. 0.2% was the belief. 0.3% was what we saw in August. The year-over-year numbers, 2.4% for the headline, not as good as anticipated. And for the core, 3.3%, not as good as anticipated.
They could have just listed off like colors and pastas, and I would have understood exactly the same.
Yeah, one thing we've seen is the fuel injector has been really cranking in the quarter that we ventured now.
I'm going to need a little less spreadsheet reading and a little more in introspection on the intent and the purpose here.
Like at the moment, like introspection in the way that he would just stop at that moment and go, you know what, 0.4, 0.3, who cares? You know, my daughter's going to college tomorrow. I just can't even believe it. Like that kind of introspection.
The people who understood everything that was said right there for what it is, they knew it before I played that clip.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them. I fail to be one of those people. The story is that inflation came in hotter than anticipated at 2.4% over last year. I the thing that frustrates me the most about these stories is that whenever we get a new economic report that comes out, everybody's happy about it. They just say what they want you to think, and they're like, oh, this just shows how much the administration is looking out for you. And the other side, they're like throwing papers all over like, this is absolutely terrible. And you're like, how do I feel today?
I especially like the economic reports that are just lies. Those are the best ones. The ones that they go, hey, here's what it is right now, but
if you
give it a couple months,
yeah,
this number won't mean anything.
Yeah.
We'll revise it.
I'm over those. I'm tired of them. Well, there's the way that I thought, specifically you, Ryan, would understand these types of things. So I've got this story here. We're going to cover this very important economic news from the Daily Dot. The headline is, they're fooling us. Customer demands answers from Little Debbie after ordering a pack of honey buns.
Ooh, got my attention.
Yeah, man, you sure perked up here. TikToker Tanya Watts recently shared a viral PSA about Little Debbie's honey buns, declaring, Little Debbie, you got some explaining to do. Now, where are you at on honey buns?
Not really a fan.
Are you turning them down?
Yeah, I don't really eat them.
If I came up to, if we were at a remote and you hadn't eaten lunch and I had a honey bun in a package and I was like, hey, Ryan, I got you this honey bun, you wouldn't eat it.
If I hadn't eaten lunch and we were getting ready to go on for 3 hours, I might entertain the idea. But that's how much I'm not a fan.
I bought this pack of honey buns because who doesn't love Little Debbie snack cakes? She asks, showcasing the box. Look at the price, $4.99 for a big pack of 9 big honey buns. Let's see how big they really are. As she pulls out one of the honey buns, she shares, quote, it's not really big. You can find bigger ones in the store. Tanya then contrasts this with a regular-sized box that she purchased containing just 6 buns. Pay attention to that price, she instructs. It's $2.79, while the other box was $4.99.
Okay, with you.
When she places the regular-sized honey bun next to the one that is marketed as big, they are identical in size.
Oh, this is scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is a huge problem.
How about we stack them on top of each other? They're literally the same freaking size. Make it make sense, she stresses.
Ooh, but how many come in each? So, okay.
This package is smaller, but it has all this extra air at the end to make it look bigger. Little Debbie, count your days. You got some explaining to do, she argues.
She brings the receipts.
Yeah.
She's got the proof?
Yeah. So she's talking about the 9 honey buns that you can get in a regular one versus the 6 big ones. The video on TikTok has 271,000 views and hundreds of comments, sparking a lively discourse in the comments. Many viewers echoed her frustrations, observing the same changes in Little Debbie's honey buns. There's a honey bun scandal.
Little Debbie needs to be listening to every single one of the American people right now.
Listening to us because you wear Big Deborah shirts.
Well, they might not have liked that one day.
One viewer commented, the big ones are what regulars used to be. The regular ones are much smaller now. Another shared, used to get 12 for 99 cents. Now it's less quality at much higher price. We hardly buy them anymore. Shrinkflation, is it real? The Daily Dot goes on to say this phenomenon is referred to as shrinkflation, defined by CNET as, quote, the practice of reducing the size or quantity of a product while keeping the same price. Many have argued that shrinkflation has become rampant since the pandemic, leading to widespread frustration shared across internet forums. Other brands that have been recently called out for shrinkflation are Oreo, Kraft, and Tropicana. What do you think? Do you believe?
I'm a believer. I'll raise my hand.
He literally has his hand. Put your hand down.
I'm a believer, baby. This is very real. Shrinkflation has been going on for years, and it accelerated after the pandemic. It drives me crazy. The only hope I have for shrinkflation is that something like an oatmeal cream pie, for instance, has gotten so small that I'm not sure how much smaller you could make it.
An oatmeal cream pie?
Yeah.
The ones that I have in my desk that I give you from time to time, they're like for, just say for diabetics, but they're not. Those individuals seem very small to me.
They are. Now, when you order the big pack, and there's different varieties of Little Debbie's you can get. So let's take the oatmeal cream pie, for instance, or the fudge round, because they're pretty much the same as far as packaging goes. When you order the, or when you buy the regular size box, you're going to get the smallest version. So there's not a doubt in my mind that if I put a regular size fudge round next to a big pack fudge round, the big pack is bigger. Unless something has dramatically changed in the last month that I'm not aware of, that is true. If you buy the ones that are individually packaged, so like you're checking out at the conveyor belt or whatever, and you grab one fudge round or one oatmeal cream pie, those are even bigger. They're even bigger than the big packs. I don't know if they advertise them that way, but they are. And then you get the double decker, and those are the biggest. The difference for me, the bigger they are, the more cream they have in them, and the more delicious they are. Back to you, Annie.
I was just looking at TikTok. I knew I'd squeeze like 2 minutes out of you. So like oatmeal cream pies.
Just say the words and go. Well, I mean, this is the economics that I really do study. And I do field research.
I like the way you said study.
Yeah, I don't just study it from afar. I go out and I participate with the people.
Into the field.
Yeah, yeah. And I buy, I eat, I partake, I measure at times. And this is a real scandal. If she has found that the big pack honey buns are the same as the regulars, man, they got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I think honey buns are good. I think they're like underrated. Like I would never get one, but if I've ever had one, I'm like, oh, this is not bad.
You know what?
I don't really want them.
The most underrated of the Little Debbie products to me, donut sticks. You see them and you're like, that just looks like a piece of bread, you know? And you eat it and you're like, man, that was great. I could eat like five more of those.
Yeah, we do have the video up on our live stream right now of this TikTok video of her stacking the big honey buns on top of the regular honey buns, and they are legitimately the same size. Do you see are there other places you see shrinkflation happening?
Well, yes, but it's mostly food. I mean, it's candy, a lot of it. One of the big ones that I've seen, and this is within the last 10 years, maybe five, is that individually wrapped candies, you're going to see this all over for Halloween. They used to be, like, for instance, the little miniature Reese's peanut butter cup. Not the single, but the miniature ones that have the little bitty wrapping on them. They were gold, you know. Those even have changed to the wrapping that has the kind that sticks out on the edges to make them all look bigger.
You know what I don't understand? Reese's peanut butter cups. There are 8,000 different sizes and whatever of not. I'm not talking about Reese's pumpkins or tree Christmas trees or eggs or whatever it is. I'm talking about what is the standard? I think maybe they do this so that there is no standard size anymore. Like you don't know what you're getting because there are like mini and there are fun size and there are snack size and then.
Yeah. The little miniature ones are the most annoying because you have to unwrap them, then peel off the little like cupcake wrapper off of it.
Those are like the original ones.
Yeah, the miniatures.
Oh, the regular ones used to do that too.
Well, yeah, but you get such a little amount of candy for all the work you got to do to get to that that I'm like, I don't know. Give me just a regular size.
Think of it of burning possibly 2, maybe 3 calories.
Oh, that's a great perspective.
In the amount of time. Really offsets the weight of the peanut butter cup.
I appreciate that because I tend to view things negatively, and you just put a positive spin on that.
This is just how the show operates.
Man. The Reese's peanut butter cup, the fun size is a little bit smaller. The regular ones in the two pack are a little bit bigger, and then the big cup is supposed to be massive. But even those, I think, have gotten smaller in the last couple of years.
Do you ever look at serving sizes on packages?
I'm not saying I never do. But
do you ever
mostly,
do it on purpose?
No.
Do you intentionally avoid it?
Sometimes if I sit down with like a full pack of gummy bears, whatever, I will look to see how many serving sizes they say it is and say, oh, they're saying 4, I could probably eat this whole thing. But if it's more if it's more than that, I'm starting to feel a little bad about it.
4.
Also, Laffy Taffy's done the same thing. The stupid packaging, it drives me crazy. Rolos have done it.
And another thing.
You got me on candy economics, and I could pretty much do a whole show. The Laffy Taffy's, when I was a kid, they were pretty big.
They were square.
They were square, and you had to unwrap them like a gift package.
Yeah, and you had to do it carefully so you could have the jokes.
Yeah, and you could chew on one of those for quite a while. Now, not only are they smaller, but they're elongated, and they have the like bow tie package
to
make them look bigger.
Do you think they're half the size? Maybe 2/3 of the size?
I'd say 2/3. They might have gotten smaller than that, too, though. But I remember when they switched being mad because I'm like, you think you're tricking me.
Divider of people. Yellow Laffy Taffy.
Not a fan.
I like it.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. It is a divider of people. Because that is
you and I are on the opposite
the
side of that.
Low on the
best
list.
Best color?
Of Laffy Taffy?
Pink.
Probably pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
I'd take banana over pink.
Mm.
It's easier to eat.
I think
vanilla.
There used to be a watermelon, too. I haven't seen those in a while.
Hard pass on that one.
Those were good.
Annie, are you okay next with Trisha?
I mean, if she wants to.
That's what she came back for. That's why she left her baby at home.
That's right, yeah.
It's for this. Trisha returns to the Annie Fry Show. When we come back, don't go away. You're the getaway car.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Trisha, to the Annie Fry Show studio. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You are radiant in a new mother kind of way.
Thank you very much. That is kind. I am also tired in a new mother kind of way.
Yeah.
Which is a new kind of tired.
Before we get into Annie, are you okay? Like, how's being a mom?
It's good. It's humbling is the word I've been using to describe it. I mean, there are a lot of moms out there, a lot of parents out there, and you think, I can do it. A lot of people do it. And then you're doing it, and you can do it, but it is...
It's tough work.
Very tough work.
It's kind of tough work in a sometimes mundane way. Like, it's hard to explain to people. Mm-hmm. It's just like basically every minute of your day now matters.
Yes, matters. You have this whole human that you're focusing on, and there are new parts of my body that I didn't realize I had to use that hurt. Like, I've got just aching in ways I've
explain
never
that to me
before.
Oh, okay. Ryan, you can go.
If you're Kamala Harris, it's probably talking about her brain. Am I right? 97.1.
We should have given some other numbers.
42.8.
Thank you. Tune in now.
You're listening to 41.7.
Well,
Crow.
I think that there are 4 people in this room that missed you dearly, for sure. And mm-hmm. We all have various reasons why we miss you in our lives. I just generally miss talking to you and seeing you, but the station held its breath for the entire time Trisha was gone, and it was super great to see you come back. So,
well, that's very kind. I missed you guys too.
I specifically missed you on Thursdays when we had to do something else instead of this segment.
Mm-hmm. More Ryan, more.
And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this? Annie,
Those expectations low because it's my first one.
The expectations couldn't be lower for the show right now.
Perfect. Good.
Oh, man. It's a great thing to tell your boss.
Pennsylvania police arrest vandalizing banana. Police have arrested a man who they...
Well, if it's vandalizing.
It's a vandalizing
It sounds
banana.
Like knock, knock. Who's there?
Vandalizing banana. Yeah.
So this guy took it out on a Philadelphia squad car. He was dressed as a giant banana, and he was an 18-year-old. He is an 18-year-old participating in an illegal car meetup. He vandalized this police car dressed in a banana suit. He also verbally assaulted a group of reporters with a string of profanities as he was being taken into custody. So he was a very nasty banana. Annie, are you okay with being yelled at by giant fruit?
Tough one. Yes. If I'm going to be yelled at.
Could you at least put this on first?
Yeah. At least be entertained, right?
Yeah.
That guy was yelling profanity at me, but at least he was like looked like a grape.
Yeah, this guy's an apple.
Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Democrat or Republican? We should ask Scott Pressler. Banana's yelling at the police, and Scott Pressler's out there going, are you registered to vote?
I think he would fall in the category of people trying to sneak onto Mar-a-Lago.
No. Okay.
That category.
Like not mentally
not quite right.
Sane. Or possibly just currently influenced.
Yeah.
If you're going to get screamed at by somebody... Do you prefer they're in a fruit costume?
Yes.
I would think so.
Yeah, because I win before the conversation begins or concludes. When you walk up to me in a banana costume to tell me anything negative about me, I'm like, go on. There's no reason why I'm not willing to participate in that conversation. While we're continuing to do this, if people want to join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, I'm just going to share with you the kind of crack producing that Ethan does during the show while I am interviewing Robert C. Cahaley. There's this video he shares with me, and it's a live cam of a hurricane video in Key West, Florida. And you just have to watch it on the YouTube live stream while Trisha continues on with...
giant bananas?
Well, it kind of reminded me of that. It involves dinosaurs walking through.
Oh, yes. Okay. I see it now.
Down the coast. I messaged him. I'm like, I am in the middle of interviewing Robert C. Cahaley, and this is hilarious. So I had to share it with you people. Anyway.
Meanwhile, in Washington State, a woman calls 911 after being hounded by a group of raccoons. The woman reported having to flee her property after 50 to 100 raccoons showed up.
Have you ever been close? Anybody in here ever been super close to a raccoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just recently.
Go on.
It's always him.
I know. He's like, yeah, who hasn't?
Well, it had the mange, I think, or whatever that disease is called that makes him go crazy.
That's rabies.
It was something else.
Was he dressed like a banana?
Oh, I was dressed in trash costume, and I was like, come here.
He was asking for it.
Come here.
Did you have a confrontation with a raccoon?
Well, the problem is the raccoon had lost its mind. And the raccoon was living in the sewer near our house. And so every now and then you'd walk outside and you'd just be like, oh, my gosh. And it'd be right there because it wasn't afraid of people.
Not
because
afraid.
It didn't know what to do. It had gone crazy.
They just like stand up and stare at you. And so you stand there and stare at them.
Oh, man. One night, this was probably within the last year, I went out to bail water out of my window wells. You remember when I was going through that?
Yeah.
And I was up all night some nights if it was raining for a long time. Finally got it fixed, but at the time, I was leaving the garage door open at times and going inside, outside, back out, getting buckets and whatever. I came outside one time at 2 in the morning, and I walk out, and a raccoon, probably that same one, but right before he had gone crazy, so he still had a little bit of his brain left.
You try to reason with him.
He jumps out of my trash can in my garage and just runs away, and I screamed like a girl, and I went, ah, raccoon! And I'm like, it's 2 in the morning. Is anybody going to hear that? And if they do, that was embarrassing, but it's also 2, so maybe nobody heard it.
Good story. I'm glad
you're
I asked.
Welcome.
Raccoons, Trisha?
Yeah, so she told deputies she had started feeding a family of raccoons a decade ago.
Mistake.
And it was, she says it was fine until recently when they all showed up. The rest of them showed up. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife determined no laws were broken, but a wildlife conflict specialist had to meet with a woman.
When
to just,
Elon Musk gets in to cut the fat,
I know. That's the only job DC, he's keeping.
He's like, that one stays.
That one stays.
Wildlife conflict specialist.
Just rename it. Just like, let's not call it that.
The WCS?
I don't know. I don't know what you call it, but that just sounds too PC.
It's like, well, they came in to discuss not feeding the animals. Annie, are you okay with raccoons?
No, they're scary because they don't give any crap about your existence in the space that they have then taken over. They're very aggressive. Have you ever, Ethan, have you ever had a raccoon conflict?
I have not.
Have you ever needed a specialist?
Nope, but I know who I'm calling if I need one.
Ryan?
Ryan Wiggins.
So that he can scream and then identify the animal loudly?
Correct.
Raccoon!
And that one's not crazy! He knows what it's doing!
Was the mindset when screaming raccoon, like, kind of an explanation as
he's
to if anyone
to get the
heard
raccoon
you,
to go,
like
where?
People know there's a raccoon.
No,
it was me.
Okay, it was just me you. Venting. Ah, raccoon! Like, I figured it out at the end of the screen.
Raccoons are probably necessary. Just not around me. I'm not saving.
I don't know
the raccoons.
I don't think they'll be in heaven. Just like moths.
Red Lobster CEO admits endless shrimp promotions stressed out workers.
Uh-oh.
Tamolia Adamolikin, Yeah, the new CEO of Red Lobster said in an interview that the $20 endless shrimp deal created a lot of chaos and stress for employees. The deal first launched in 2004 as a week-long promotion, but was brought back as a permanent menu offering in May of 2023. It was very popular and resulted in the company losing an estimated $20 million last year.
Whoops.
Red Lobster filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy and shut down around 100 locations following that.
So they're not shut down forever. They're regrouping.
Aren't they?
The new CEO says, if I can bring this company back, it'll be the greatest resurrection story in the history of restaurants. I don't think they're doing real well. But I guess there are some still operating.
The one in Fairview is still operating.
Okay, good. I like Red Lobster.
Annie, are you okay with endless food options or buffets of any kind?
Uh-uh. No. I was going to ask Ryan, is there, if you're sitting down and you've paid for endless shrimp, is there a responsible end to the amount of shrimp that you're willing to consume? Is there a point where you're like, ethically, I've done what I need to do here? Or is it just until you can't stop eating any longer?
There's no problem with the number. There is a problem with the time. You can't stay
like
there
when
for
they close,
more than like
to...
3-4 hours.
$20 million later.
Disaster. Yeah. No, there's not a buffet that I'm looking to go to. If there is a buffet, if that's like, I'm going on a volleyball tournament weekend this weekend, so I won't be here tomorrow. But if the team decided that they were going to a buffet, I would look to see, because sometimes at a buffet you can get a plated meal. I would look for a plated meal.
I would stick my face in the chocolate fountain.
And that's why you get a plated meal.
Why I get a plated meal.
Hey, Andy, look!
For the bearded man.
Speaking of excessive amounts of food, Chicken Big Mac debuts in U.S. Replacing the two all-beef patties with tempura chicken patties, the Chicken Big Mac is here.
Tempura chicken patties. What does that mean?
That's the breading on the
it's just a fried chicken patty. They're like, well, it's tempura.
Tempura.
It's the same thing. It's a Japanese word.
Like a Big Mac, it has the special sauce, pickles, onions, lettuce, and sesame seed bun. Annie, are you okay with doubling up on chicken patties on a sandwich?
No, I'm not doing that. I mean, I haven't had a Big Mac in so long. Aren't Big Mac burger patties like super thin?
Pretty small. Yeah,
they got that bun in the middle.
Did they get smaller?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, they're pretty small. Not only are they thin, I don't think they even come outside the bun anymore. they're fully encased.
Well, you know how they're going to fix that. They're going to make the bun smaller.
Yeah, they just make the bun smaller. That's right.
Just start
make the bun smaller. Yeah, go ahead.
Just call it the Mac.
No one double chicken patties.
I'll do it.
Receptionist beaten up after denying woman access to Chick-fil-A at Detroit Hospital. A 62-year-old man was working as a receptionist at Detroit's Harper University Hospital. Fair question. A woman walked in to visit the on-site Chick-fil-A. He explained the restaurant was only for patients and visitors and denied her access. She was big mad, stormed off, returned with her boyfriend who beat the man up. He was treated. The receptionist was treated for a broken nose and facial lacerations. That's terrible. Annie, are you okay with the way Chick-fil-A does their drive-thru?
Yeah. They could, this incredibly efficient. It doesn't matter how long the line is. You're going to get through there as fast as you're going to get through any other line. And they're nice. And they get the order right.
You guys, when I was in Denver a couple weeks ago, I went to an In-N-Out Burger. I'd never been. I was so excited. They had the whole setup the same way Chick-fil-A does. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to fly. Because the line was outrageous. But they had the people out there with the iPads and all the stuff. I'm like, we're going to fly through this. 45 minutes sitting in that drive-thru. I'm like, they did not figure out how to do it the Chick-fil-A way.
Is In-N-Out prevalent in Denver?
I don't know if they're everywhere, but that's they're always out west. And yeah, that's the furthest west I've been in a while.
The only In-N-Out I've ever been at was in Southern California. But I'm wondering, is it like the In-N-Out of Colorado? So there's a ton of attraction there. So you're right, going to an attraction, yeah, or can you go to the next town and go to In-N-Out there? Like Chick-fil-A, you can. Yeah. Everybody goes to Chick-fil-A, but you can access them in multiple places.
I got the sense that they were fairly common, but I didn't look on
the
map.
Was it worth the time?
I'm glad that I did it because I always wanted to eat an In-N-Out burger, and it's good, but it was not worth that time.
Yeah.
All right, and Spirit Halloween testing out Spirit Christmas this holiday season. Spirit Halloween pulls in over $1 billion in revenue yearly with over 1,500 locations in the United States. After Halloween, 10 of those locations in the Northeast will transform into Spirit Christmas as the company tests out a new concept. They will offer a vast assortment of holiday decor, apparel, inflatables, gifts, and stocking stuffers.
So Spirit is going to be around for Christmas.
They're going to try to extend it. Yeah.
Spirit Christmas story is just like when you hear Christmas music on a radio station in October. It's not good for somebody.
I want to go in like in November. October's past us, Halloween's past us, and find it's the same exact stuff, but just they're calling it like it's Christmas.
Hey, it's like, Christmas. The little like the pumpkins have little Santa hats on.
It's a Christmas ghost.
No, you need to go into there like on November 8th and be like, but what about Thanksgiving? Because that's what the conversation is always. Like, mm-hmm, you can't go from Halloween to Christmas. You're supposed to leave time for Thanksgiving because celebrating Christmas before Thanksgiving is the anti-joy thing to do.
I'll go into a Spirit. I will start screaming profanities, wearing a banana costume. Mm.
Glad you added that.
Do you want to go to jail?
I wouldn't mind.
Free meals. Three hots in a cot.
Yeah.
I don't have a great question. Annie, are you okay with trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of trick-or-treating. My son's going to be 15 the day after Christmas, and so we were kind of talking, like, what does that look like? Last year, he... begrudgingly, we had a little Winnie the Pooh thing, but it was all like zip up sleep, like onesies that you can get for adults or whatever. So he was Tigger and he willfully did it. And
he's a good brother.
We got a 2-year old, mm-hmm, and he was helping with a 2-year old, mm-hmm, go out. And he, Tigger's kind of a cool, if you're going to be in Winnie the Pooh, Tigger's kind of the cool one of all of that. But he also got a thing that he could wear out to keep him warm in the winter. He's like, I'm gonna wear this all the time when I'm playing video games or whatever. He sounds like an undecided voter. He wouldn't be undecided.
I'm gonna wear this costume everywhere. Even when I vote, I'll even put the sticker on it.
I'm trying to think about, he'll probably wear his Tigger costume and his MAGA hat at the same time. I'm trying to think of something that Molly, my 3-year-old, can be, that he can kind of like wear a hat or something like that to go along so that he can get candy too for helping his baby sister, sure, trick-or-treat. But he might want to go out with friends too. So I don't know how that's going to shake out this year. It's like a pivotal year for us. And I thought I'd be much more sad about it than I am. But it's just, as time moves on, Trisha, you got a lot of this coming towards you. When they get older, you think, oh, this might be the last time they this or that. Then it's always important to remember that there are new things on the other side of the endings of things. And life just kind of has a way of making you be a little bit more okay with it when you get there. But I don't know. I'm still going to try. I'm going to tell them, like, if you don't want to go, you don't have to go. But every Halloween, when we get done, I don't know how you guys do this in your house, Ryan, but we take all of the candy, put it all together, and it just all stays in one bowl.
Communism.
Well, a little bit. It's like socialism, because Jared and I take out the candy we like the most and put it up high. and we keep that aside. Because the kids like the stuff, the junk that you like.
Nah.
Like all the super colory stuff, they like all of that, and we're just like, put the Snickers and the Reese's up here on the top, and they can have it. We don't keep it from them, but where like if you want a piece, one piece of candy, eat the crap that you like before you just breeze through the stuff that everybody else likes.
I'm getting older. I'll eat a York peppermint patty every now and then.
You are old. What?
I'll tell you what.
That's maturity.
Do you eat York peppermint patties, Ethan?
I mean, if it's the only thing there, maybe.
You will?
Maybe.
See, if it's the only thing there.
It's the only thing there.
He's in his 20s.
But I mean, if there are other options, it's probably going to be towards the bottom.
Trisha?
I love them.
Oh my gosh, Brad.
No.
You despise them?
Am I the only one that likes interested? Them?
I like them.
I like mint, but I'm not eating
I'm getting there.
Peppermint patty.
It's a refined taste.
The peppermint patty and then the Andes mint. You like those?
Oh,
the chocolate and
Andes mints are fine.
Andes mints are great, especially after Olive Garden. Also, just so you know, you got about 3 years of going trick-or-treating where, hey, lots of candy for the kid. It's all yours. And you use that. Use that now.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes.
Thank you for the advice.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate having you back. Trisha back in with us. We're so glad to have her here. So, Annie, are you okay? When we come back, Ethan will have the results to today's YouTube live chat poll. We'll go over our responses to it. How do you feel about Election Day? Are you scared, excited, anxious, or confident? Annie Fry YouTube channel to vote. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Man, we got 8 minutes to go here on a Thursday afternoon.
Cool.
There goes the lights. Are you anxious about Election Day?
I'm not anxious.
You're not anxious at all? I mean, I understand that you said you're excited, which is our YouTube live chat poll today about how you feel about it. I understand you say you're excited, but you're also, as your leading emotion, you don't have any anxiety about it?
Yes, I do, but I'm more anxious to get there. I am anxious about the possibility of Donald Trump losing. I'm anxious about the possibility of Donald Trump winning. I mean, regardless, I think the next 4 years, like, we're going to have some things that we got to get straight. It's just not going to be a pleasant time for the country, regardless.
How does the country react if Donald Trump loses a close election?
Ooh, I don't know, because everybody's going to have questions. I really wonder what it's going to be like if Donald Trump wins a close election.
Well, that was my next question, so go on.
What do Kamala Harris supporters do? Do they go, oh, well, we trust the process? I hope so, but I don't know.
What if they don't? What's the response from the right?
I think we get on the radio and we go, can you believe the left are hypocrites?
I mean, I think Donald Trump needs to lead. Like, to me, law and order is very important for the left and for the right. The idea that you actually, there is a law and it speaks for itself, and that you can, like, that's the thing about the whole January 6th thing that drives me so crazy, is that the process that was supposed to happen on January 6th was the certification of the election. And the process that was about to unfold was the constitutional process for challenging that election. There is a path laid out to do that. And then you get to the point where it's certified or it's not certified. And if it's not certified, there's a process where it goes back to the states and so on and so forth. That is constitutionally laid out. It's very possible, if not likely, that had the breaching of the Capitol, which had people going through windows, but also people being let through open doors by security members, both of those things happened. So there are multiple things that are true at the same time. I feel like if that wouldn't have happened, we would have closure right now, and we would have the results of the answers of the questions that Donald Trump, his campaign, were asking. And the left would have been able to make the case for why they believed that the results were legitimate and accurate, and the right would have been able to challenge it, and it would have come to a natural conclusion. All of that stopped when the Capitol was breached. I actually believe that the left gained way more out of the air quotes insurrection, that they had a lot more to gain by the people who breached the Capitol, and the right had a lot more to lose. I think January 6th was much more detrimental to America's confidence in our elections than it was helpful. And when people point back at it and talk about the danger of the insurrectionists of January 6th, I'm thinking, you know what? The thing that stopped the investigation into the legitimacy was the fact that people breached the Capitol. Like, we were going to find out the answers. And I'm very, I totally understand that at the end of the actual process that's laid out in the Constitution, that Joe Biden likely would have still been the president of the United States, which he is right now. It seemed as though there was something to be gained by the left for that day to end up the way it did. And nobody ever talks about that. Nobody ever asks about that. Now we just fight back and forth about the end of democracy. And we already talked about in the beginning of the show how democracy being the majority rule and watching Tim Walz advocate for getting rid of the Electoral College would be the end of the republic and an emphasis on democracy. And since we're a republic, if we can keep it, that we should be very, very passionate about our willingness to defend a republic which upholds the Constitution. And the Constitution is what got disparaged on January 6th. And today, on October 10th of 2024, we don't know exactly how that day turned into that day. And there are people who won't answer questions about it. And whenever you don't answer questions, people fill in the gaps themselves and never with the... always with the scariest, most conspiratorial things. Yeah. I just assume that the truth out there is a lot more boring than the answers we're filling in on both sides.
The problem with a lot of this is the Hollywoodness that they've attached to January 6th with all the production and, you know, the one-sidedness of it. But also, when Congress has been Republican, they've asked the FBI, you know, did you plant anybody in January 6th? And they go, I don't know.
No comment.
Like, what?
No comment.
What did you just say?
I can't answer it.
So the answer is apparently yes.
The answer could be, hell no!
Yeah, and if it was no, they would say, hell no, we didn't plant anybody in there. But they don't say, because they did. And we just go on, and everybody goes to their corners, and, you know, nobody moves on that issue because there's it's so politically charged. And we haven't gotten past it. We're still in the midst of the political season where that matters.
It's the thing that matters the most to some people who have been convinced that this whole thing boils down to just that.
Yeah.
What were you, Brad, on how do you feel about the election day?
I'm anxious, but optimistically anxious.
Ethan, what about you?
I think right now I'm excited because I think I just wanted to get here.
Get over with it?
Yeah. Once we get a little bit closer to it, I think that anxious will probably become the primary one. Because I think, I don't know, maybe I just speak for myself, it's hard to just narrow it down to one of these feelings because there's different times when I go through all of them or they're all there at the same time. But right now I think the main one is excited. It'll definitely become more anxious, I'm sure, closer to.
Yeah, I think these are all different things that I go back and forth between: scared, excited, anxious, confident. I mean, there's this part of me that's creeping up that's confident that I want to kick out the back door and be like, get out of here. There's no time for that. No necessary feelings of confidence right now. Like, work like you're 10 points down always, past the election even. I remember when Donald Trump won in 2016, I held my breath for days afterwards waiting for something to pop up that made me go, oh, we were so close.
Well, it's because even at that time, and nobody talks about this, the Democrat establishment was trying to tell electors to be unfaithful.
Yeah, they had and Hollywood they had people stars flipped. Making commercials about
Shockingly,
it.
Shockingly, Robert De Niro among them.
No. Really?
He's such a great actor.
I
always
thought he was kind of conservative.
I just can't believe this.
But that was out there, and you're just like, eh, that exists. Nobody remembers it.
Yeah. But Ethan, you want to give us the results of today's poll?
YouTube live chat poll, 309 votes for how do you feel about Election Day? 18% say scared, 13% say excited, 58% say anxious, and 11% say confident.
Thank you for those results. A lot of people who are anxious out there, and I think the anxiety of it is excited anxious, worried anxious, and you probably just go back and forth between those. I'm right there with you, but we're going to cover it for the next 26 days, and hopefully we get some results on Election Day. Regardless, you'll have the news here, and we're going to laugh along the way. We'll do it together. Thanks for being with us here. Stick around. Mark Reardon, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.